Urban Prep Academies, a network of three Southside charter schools, announced that this year's graduating seniors have all been admitted to colleges and universities, 100%. And what's amazing is that this marks the eighth year that this has happened at Urban Prep. And actually, it started with the first graduating class. Urban Prep has three campuses in Chicago, Inglewood, Bronzeville, and University Village. Its student body is all male, all African American. Tim King is the CEO and founder of the high school network. Before founding Urban Prep, he was the president at Hales Franciscan High School, where he had similar college admission numbers. King went to high school here in Chicago at St. Ignatius. He's been awarded all over the country for his work in arming his students with tools to succeed. And what's the secret to that success? Well, Tim King is my guest at the big table tonight. Tim, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
100%. This is the eighth year in a row. Talk about that, because it's one thing to send out a press release and get in the news to say, hey, we did it. But this, I mean, this is a mantra. This is a creed. This is something that is part of the curriculum and the movement of Urban Prep.
Yes, certainly it is. Having 100% college acceptance for our seniors and our graduates is something that we're really proud of, something we've been doing since our first graduating class, and now it really has become a part of the esprit de corps of Urban Prep, what Urban Prep is all about and what Urban Prep means. It's what students expect when they come to Urban Prep, what their parents expect. It's what our teachers expect, and it puts a big, big burden on our college counselors,
right,
who, you know, they certainly refuse to be the college counselor that doesn't get that one student into college. So it's very positive pressure on all people involved.
Well, I mean, it's something to be said about the idea of it not only just being a goal, but I mean, it is just ingrained in the school. And you mentioned it, talking to the parents, when they start freshman year, this is, you want to get there. I mean, you even have, you know, special awards and you know, different colored ties. I mean, there's everything that goes into the idea of this being the centerpiece of what you do.
Right. It's an expectation for our students, and it is a reason why they come to Urban Prep. Every morning we start our school day with something we call community. It's an all-school assembly at our three campuses, and our students all get in the gym. And at the end of community, we recite the Urban Prep Creed. And the third line of the creed is, "We are college bound." I think that words have power, and if you are saying that every morning for 4 years,
right,
it's going to sink in, and you're going to really believe that it is something that is possible for you, and it's something that you're going to be able to do. And then we have a bunch of other things built into, I mean, aside from our curriculum, which is really focused on preparing students to be able to succeed in college, we also have a lot of things culturally within our school that we do that support and promote college enrollment and this notion of going to college.
You know, there's something to be said about you know, as an educator, as someone who's been in this, and we talked about even before this at Hales Franciscan and just to work in schools, you know, at what point did you realize that you would need a creed or you would need a motto or you know, that this works, that the concept of ingraining in a young man's mind that he is going to college no matter what is a successful practice?
I think I always knew it. You know, I'm not a trained educator. I grew up here in Chicago and went off to college at Georgetown University for undergrad and Georgetown for law school, and didn't have the expectation that I'd go into education. While I was in law school, I started teaching part-time. So I taught during the day and would go to law school at night. And it really became clear to me that this was the pathway for people to be successful, for young people to be successful. And I came back to Chicago, again, not really intending to remain in education, but I saw the need. And I know from my own life that, you know, the opportunities that I have had have a lot to do with having great parents who were able to provide for me and who were able to make choices about my education and my future and ingrain in me by their example and also by their words and actions, how important education is. And I just wanted to pass that on to others.
You know, it's a lot in reading about your story. I mean, a lot was focusing on the idea that there, you know, maybe you could say that the urban education model in this country or just in the city is broken. In the way that we've seen graduation rates decline, we've seen students drop out of high school. Chicago Public Schools continues to have problems. What was it about the about the urban education model that drew you in? What was it about creating a campus, or at the time just the one school,
right,
that would essentially cater to African American kids on the south side of Chicago?
Yeah, well, it was really necessity is the mother of invention in Chicago. And many people, I don't think, realize this, but in Chicago, we've got about, if you are an African-American male and you start out in Chicago public schools, you only have about a 6% chance of earning a college degree by the time you're 25 or 26 years old. That's ridiculous. And then if you look at the rates of dropouts in the city, the highest the demographic that has the highest dropout rate, hovering sometimes as high as 60%, are African American boys. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the violence that we're seeing in our city, the victims of the violence more often than not are young Black males. So if you look at this, you really can understand that there's a crisis, there's a problem. And I said, and it wasn't just me, it was a group of, I've got some great folks involved in Urban Prep. And, we said, there's an issue. There's a problem. Let's figure out a solution. And here was a way we thought we could affect some positive change. And I'm happy to say that we've done so.
Now, the criticism of the model is that, you will say that there is 100% graduation rate, that acceptance.
Well, let's be clear.
Let me be clear.
Right,
I was wrong
there.
Good. But the 100% admission to colleges.
Yep.
But the four-year rate of keeping kids in 4 years is a different number. That you have the same similar issues that Chicago Public Schools has in keeping kids enrolled and keeping them from dropping out.
So you are correct that there's a significant difference between college acceptance and high school completion. There's also a big difference between dropping out of high school and transferring from schools. At Urban Prep, probably about a third of the students from freshman to senior year will leave the school. A very, 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 very small percentage of those students are actually expelled from schools, from our schools, and a very small percentage, it's almost zero, actually drop out. What happens is they'll leave Urban Prep and they'll go to another
school.
And
then they drop out from this school.
And they may or may not finish at the other school. So you're not really comparing apples to apples when you say that, what about all the students that leave? That's just, as
but
bad
that,
as...
I mean, that whenever you see the success story, there will always be a secondary story that says, well, they're cooking the books.
It's interesting to me because I will tell you, it is a point of frustration for me, not because it is a criticism of Urban Prep or of me, but frankly, it is a criticism of our children, of our kids, of our students, and their accomplishment. It is not relevant to the fact that, one of our students got admitted to 41 colleges and universities. To have someone, it's not relevant for that person for someone to say, yeah, but, right, this guy who started with you didn't finish high school. That's not the point. The point is that these young men, 230 Black males, 85% low income, have managed to stay the course and earn their place on a college campus. And that really is what's important. I often just kind of, bottom line and say, haters are going to hate, right? they're folks that are going to be critical no matter what you do.
Tim King is the CEO and founder of the Urban Prep Academies and Network's three campuses in Chicago, high schools in Englewood, Bronzeville, and in University Village. When we come back, let's talk about the rules. I really enjoyed sort of delving into respect, responsibility, ritual, and relationships. And that's really
Your homework.
That's the base of what Urban Prep is all about. So let's talk about that and how that works at the high school level. We're talking with Tim King here on The Download. Stay with us. We're talking high school education here on The Download tonight. Tim King, the CEO and founder of Urban Prep Academies, three campuses in Chicago, charter schools, high schools, in Englewood, Bronzeville, and University Village. We're talking about, this is just in the paper this week, this is the eighth year straight that they've had 100% of their graduating seniors accepted to college. And that's something, and that's part of the creed, that's part of the culture, the positive culture that Tim and his teachers and administrators are trying to accomplish at Urban Prep. And I mentioned right before the break that it really, you sort of break the whole concept down. What you're trying to accomplish with sort of, you know, developing young black men,
yep,
at Urban Prep is this idea of respect, responsibility, ritual, and relationships. Tell us about this.
Sure. So what you've just described are the four pillars of a positive school culture, the Urban Prep school culture: respect, responsibility, ritual, and relationships. So for us, you know, we want to create this environment which has a uniquely Urban Prep culture. And so we devised this culture. You know, you hear about the, you know, three R's: reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah, right,
we have our
right.
four R's: respect, responsibility, ritual, and relationship. So respect is all about instilling in our students a sense of self-respect. We want them to respect themselves. We want them to respect other people. So our young men are referred to with the honorific Mr. and their last name. So we don't call our students Joe, Tom, Frank. It's Mr. Smith, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Jones, because we want, as the adults, to show this level of respect to them so that they start thinking about themselves a little differently. And it is empowering. We've got respect, responsibility. We've got a student code of conduct that all of our students are expected to mm-hmm. follow. We want them to be responsible, and not just responsible inside the school, but we hope that they can be responsible citizens outside.
Representatives.
Representatives, ambassadors,
yeah,
right, right, outside the school. My favorite is ritual, in that those four R's. There's an African proverb: if you want the dance to change, you've got to change the music. So for us, you know, we change the music by having these uniquely Urban Prep experiences and rituals. I mentioned earlier the community that we have, the all school assembly, the Urban Prep creed that the students recite. One of the rituals that's particularly relevant to this recent 100% announcement is that when a senior is admitted to college, we call him up in front of all of his classmates, the entire school, and we announce that he's been admitted to a college and announce the name of the college he's been admitted to, and then we exchange his red uniform tie for a red and gold striped uniform tie.
Right.
That is a ritual that is Urban Prep. That man is just is transformational with our students. I mean, from the time they're freshmen, they want to get that tie. You know, when they're seniors, they're, you know, mad at their their brothers because, you know, they haven't gotten their tie. Man, what's taking so long to get your tie? So it's a real thing that they're looking for. And the last one is relationships. We got to foster these positive relationships because these students, these young men, they need examples, they need mentors, they need role models, they need guidance so that they can traverse what is going to be a
tough. Do you think you have more success with the students at Urban Prep because it's all one gender? The idea that it's all male. I mean, talk about that. Talk about the idea of how you're seeing success from your students,
yeah,
with just one gender.
Sure. I am not an advocate of an answer to any issue, or, you know, that there is a single answer. There's one answer to any issue or problem facing society. And so when it comes to education, there isn't a single answer. I happen to think that single gender education can be really effective for some students. I would never advocate single gender education for every single student. I didn't go to an all boys school. My brother happened to go to an all boys school. We went to the schools that were the right schools for us, mm-hmm, at the time. I think that families should have those options and those choices. Keep in mind that the city of Chicago, you know, there are hundreds of thousands of public school students in the city of Chicago. Urban Prep educates 1,000 students. So, you know, it's a very small sliver of the overall population. And I think that there are benefits. It allows us to focus on, you know, things that we know are particularly relevant to this particular population. But more important, it allows a family to make a decision on what they want for their son.
You know, the other part too is just about fighting a societal stigma about young black men.
Yeah,
this concept that, you know, the Southside black kid who's what, 16 years old, is in no good, is in trouble, he's going to drop out of school, and he's headed for a life of crime.
Yeah,
and there's something to be said about the rituals part of this, the relationships part of what you're doing, the idea that an all-male school, it changes the narrative, and it plays on that narrative in the way that you can build successful relationships with the kids with, you know, in the face of that.
Yeah, I agree. We are successful in educating our young men and successful in getting students to, you know, to college. But I think we've also been successful in, as you said, changing this narrative of what society thinks is possible for this particular population. I don't think that everyone, and time will tell, but I don't think everyone fully understands or appreciates, even I don't understand or appreciate, what having a school that is a public school with low-income kids who are Black, who are male, who are from Chicago, and all of them every year keep getting into college, what that actually does to a city and to a country in terms of perception and in terms of what they are going to think of when they see a young Black man, as opposed to what they have been thinking, yeah, or what they have been taught.
Tim King's the CEO and founder of the Urban Prep Academies, three campuses in Chicago. They've got the Bronzeville, Inglewood, and University Village. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on tonight's news. We'll come back. I'd love to talk more, you know, just about the challenges of putting a school like this together. I mean, you have a lot of resource, you have a lot of resources that aren't necessarily provided at some of the Chicago public schools. I think of class sizes. I think of other things. But there's also the same challenges that go with educating kids in high sort of poverty, you know, high crime areas. So we'll talk more about that coming up after the news. Tim King, my guest at the big table tonight. Stay with us. Thanks, Rob. It's Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin, my guest in studio, Tim King. He is the CEO and founder of Urban Prep Academies. Three campuses here in Chicago, the Charter School High School Network, in Inglewood, Bronzeville, and University Village. This week, the big story, the eighth straight year of 100% admission for graduating seniors to colleges and universities. You know, when I was looking at the stuff and getting ready today, when you hit the news tab on Google for Urban Prep, you get a police blotter.
Yeah.
A lot of kids who unfortunately are victims of gun violence. You know, you are either on the record or teachers are on the record, and there's a lot that goes into, you know, even though there's a successful school, charter school network, and there still is the environment around the school, and a lot of the kids succumb to that violence. Talk about that. Talk about the contradiction of trying to do the four R's inside the walls and dealing with the complexities outside the school.
This current class, this graduating class, in fact, one of the students was shot and killed over winter break. In fact, in a 1 week period of time over winter break, two Urban Prep students were shot and killed, they were not the intended targets, and, you know, just kind of in the wrong place, wrong time. And so it's very difficult for our students. It is a part of their experience. These young men every day traverse war zones in order to get to and from school. They manage it and navigate it well. And one of the things we try to do is provide them with the social emotional support necessary for them to be able to decompress and deal with and manage that type of
experience. That's a part of what we talked about when we said urban education. I mean, how much do you have to put resources into the psychological, the mental, the counseling, things of that nature that you may not think about in some of the suburban high schools and other places around the state of Illinois?
Right. I mean, we're very committed at Urban Prep to educating the whole student. It is very important to us to be attentive to the social-emotional development of our students. And so we do have personal counselors. We do have access to external resources that we can send our parents and our students to as needed. Every one of our students is put into a small group cohort. We call them PRIDES because we're the Urban Prep Lions. And they meet regularly with that group, with an adult who typically has some expertise in social work. and they can talk and figure out who they are and reach out for help when they need it. And we're there every day to make sure we're touch points for them so that they can get the support that they need. But it's a key element of what I have. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, what makes Urban Prep successful? You know, what's the secret ingredient? And there's not one thing, but certainly I think a key element is making sure that these students are supported.
Well, I mean, I just think about it. Everything that you've been talking about and giving us the imagery of the assembly at the beginning of school, the four R's, the respect, responsibility, ritual. You talked a lot about relationships. And I can understand, like, developing a community and developing trust among – I mean, I was watching somewhere the documentary you guys put together where the kids start to – because they greet in the morning, they shake hands, they start to get to know the students. So now they feel like they're going to know them, and they might have a question, or they may do things that that right. another kid wouldn't. So I'd imagine that gun violence or someone being taken from that group is very, very difficult.
Well, look, it's devastating whenever a child's life is lost. And frankly, I believe it's devastating whenever anyone's life is lost. But certainly when someone's life is lost inside a community and that person was a part of that community, it's going to hurt. One of the things that we don't pay attention to, I think, as a city and as a society, is the impact that this violence actually has on the survivors. It's not just the people who get shot who are impacted. It's really the entire community. I mean, one young man, one Urban Prep student, was talking to a group of Northwestern University students recently, and he was talking about violence, and he says, I wake up in the morning hearing gunshots and I go to sleep at night hearing gunshots. How does that impact a person's development? And I mean, another one said, you know, I don't go outside because I'm worried that if I go outside, something's going to happen. I mean, these are really different types of childhoods that these young men are having, and we should be attentive as adults to, you know, what's going on with them, to try to be helpful and support them and help them get through it.
You know, I mentioned a little bit earlier about resources. I mean, Chicago public schools are strapped, you know, in the way that we continue to see, you know, funding questions at the state and the city level, tightening as much as possible. You know, in your case, I mean, that also affects you. As a lot of the money that comes from Chicago public for your budget comes from Chicago public schools. And then there's fundraising. But again, you mentioned it's a smaller sliver. You know, it's 1,000 students. Talk about, you know, the idea of resources. What do you have to make sure you have, whether it be small class sizes or whether it be counseling services? What needs to be there to be a successful high school in Chicago?
Look, we opened our first school in 2006, and I have never, ever experienced the challenges that we're experiencing this year. You're right on when you say, and this is something that most people don't realize, the majority of our funding, the vast majority of our funding comes from the Chicago Public Schools. We are a Chicago Public School. We are a network of Chicago Public Schools. And so when Chicago Public Schools is hurting, you know, we're hurting. And we have had some success in being able to do some extra stuff because of fundraising. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're in constant need, and it's a challenge because these extra programs, these extra supports, which we know work, which we've proven have worked, you know, we can't do them if every year our funding is getting cut as it has for the last 2 years and fundraising isn't increasing. You know, you just can't keep it up. And so I'm worried. I'm frankly very worried about the future, mostly due to the budgetary constraints which this state and our city are facing.
I mean, it gets to a certain point, especially when you're talking about inner city schools and you're talking about, I mean, you've had tremendous success, and it shows from fundraising. You've had Oprah Winfrey and others who have given money to Urban Prep, but just what I don't even know, a couple blocks away is Robeson High School,
yes,
which is Chicago Public Schools, and they don't have that kind of funding that comes in. I mean, you can talk from your vantage point, you know, of being a successful school in the face of dwindling resources,
yeah,
but there are a lot of schools in this city that are dwindling even more.
I think that we should recognize that if we want to stem the violence in our city, if we want to build a solid middle class, prosperous citizens, then we have to invest seriously and significantly in public education. And, you know, just as Robeson may not, for example, do fundraising like Urban Prep does, Robeson doesn't have to pay rent to be in a CPS building like Urban Prep does.
Right, right.
So, I mean, you know, there are trade-offs and things there. But, I mean, the bottom line is whether you're Robeson, whether you're Harper, whether you're Urban Prep, whoever you are, there needs to be more money in public education in the city of Chicago. And I think the mayor gets that. I think he understands it. I wish that, you know, we could sort out a way to make sure that the money was flowing into these schools. But I do think education is the answer.
The mayor came out just and you know, it was a little bit of a head scratcher as he came out and said that he wants the model where to be able to graduate, a requirement for graduation in Chicago Public Schools is you have to show your acceptance letter to a college or university. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
And what you've done at Urban Prep. Do you like that concept? I mean, to be widespread to Chicago Public Schools?
Yeah. So I think that, you know, I'm going to take some credit for inspiring. I mean, the mayor hasn't said this. He hasn't said it to me and he hasn't said it publicly, but I like to think that we inspired the mayor and the Chicago Public Schools in our example of what is possible for a group of students in this initiative. The initiative, as I understand it, is basically says you have to have a post-high school plan. So it can be a college admission letter. It can be a job offer. It can be some type of internship program. I think that's important. I'm all for it. I don't think that you know, we should shy away from having those types of expectations and standards and requirements for our young people. I don't think we should be making students take a job or making students go to college. But certainly I think we should be making sure that all of our students have that option and opportunity to do so. I also hope that the resources are behind it in order to do it, because like I said earlier in the show, what we do doesn't happen just because we say everyone's going to go to college. It happens because there are a lot of adults working really hard. There's a lot of counseling. There's a lot of support going on. That costs a lot of money. We've made decisions to prioritize and spend money on those types of things. I hope that this type of program more broadly across the city also comes with some dollars to make it work.
Absolutely. Tim King is the CEO and founder of Urban Prep Academies, three campuses, one in Bronzeville, Inglewood, and University Village. Again, this week, the announcement that 100% of the graduating seniors have been accepted into colleges and universities. Tim, pleasure having you here,
Thank you.
I'd love to have you come back. We'll continue the conversation about education in Chicago. Thanks a lot.
Happy to do so. Thank you.